Some candidates' campaigns during Collingwood's 2022 municipal election cost thousands of dollars, one cost nothing, and others missed the deadline to report their financial information. Financial statements for all candidates that ran in the 2022 municipal election were due by March 31 to the town. According to the statements posted to the town's website last week, all Collingwood candidates that submitted financial statements stayed within the provincially mandated spending limits, and did not claim a surplus. In the race for mayor, the victor, Yvonne Hamlin, spent the most on her campaign, spending $27,826 while bringing in the same amount in contributions. Her biggest individual campaign contributors were Nanette Sanson, $1,000, Michael Dickinson, $1,200, Paul Minns, $1,200, Rob and Joan Lehman, $1,000, Jane Palmer, $1,000, and Hardeep Narula, $1,000. The limit for an individual donation is $1,200. Hamlin spent $10,227 on advertising throughout her campaign, in addition to $4,811 on brochures, flyers and $7,825 on signs. She spent $567 as an official sponsor of the Collingwood Pride Parade. She also spent $1,889 on a thank you party for her supporters. Former councillor and deputy mayor Marianne McLeod took in contributions to the tune of $19,143.93 and spent the same, while former councillor Norm Sandberg spent $23,820.30, and took in $29,721.03 in contributions. According to the provincial rules for campaign finances, any surplus is first used to refund contributions made by a candidate or their spouse, and the rest of the surplus must be handed over to the municipality. It can be used for expenses related to compliance audits, but otherwise it becomes the property of the municipality or school board, whichever applies. Of the three candidates for deputy mayor, Jordan Fleming and Bob Madigan did not file financial statements, and are in default. Fleming withdrew from the race 1 week after the nomination deadline, so her name still appeared on the ballot, and financial filings are still required. Candidates are still able to file statements after the deadline, but are required to pay a $500 late charge to the town. Candidates who do not file financial statements will be ineligible to run again in 2026. Deputy Mayor Tim Fryer spent $6,750 on his campaign and noted the same in campaign contributions. His biggest campaign contributor was John Saunders, who donated $1,200. Of the seven councillors elected, Deb Doherty had the highest expenses of $9,171.74, with total contributions coming in at $8,356. Her biggest campaign contributor was Hardeep Narula, who donated $1,000. Chris Potts brought in $8,422.68 in contributions, with total expenses at $7,442.80. His biggest campaign contributor was Trevor Garbutt, who donated $1,000. Kathy Jeffery spent $6,550.98 on her campaign, receiving $6,450.98 in contributions. Her biggest campaign contributor was Marcia Geddes, who donated $750. Christopher Bain spent $5,739.69 on his campaign, and took in $6,654.33 in contributions. His biggest campaign contributor was Max Beck, who donated $500. Brandon Houston spent $4,901.04 in campaign expenses, and took in $5,700 in contributions. His biggest campaign contributors were Larry Law, Mark Palmer and Tom Vincent, who each donated $300. Rob Ring spent $4,384.66 and took in $5,919.50 in contributions, with his biggest campaign contributor being Trevor Garbutt, who donated $1,000. Steve Perry took in and spent the least of the successful candidates during his campaign, with contributions and expenses coming in at $2,333.83. His biggest campaign contributor was Francis Christie, who donated $1,000. Of the candidates not elected, Ian Chadwick had the highest expenses, spending $6,604.93 with the same in contributions, followed by Cam Ecclestone with expenses of $2,157.51 in contributions at $2,057.51. Candidate Steve John spent $1,569.44 with contributions listed at $675. Steve Berman took in no contributions, and reported no campaign expenses. Candidate George Dickinson is listed as in default. Each candidate could receive campaign revenue through ticket sales, fundraising events, and by donation of goods and services. They are required to report the total revenue received and the names and addresses of each contributor who gave $100 or more to the campaign. Complete financial statements can be found here.